Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, hello everybody and welcome to the show. 1 hour of Hurricane Sports Conversation. And so a quick 1 hour tour of University of Miami sports for you. It's kind of a broadcaster's night. My broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. in 1 second. And then my baseball broadcast partner, Huicho Hernandez, at 6:20, we're going to talk University of Miami baseball. Canes are playing right about now against FIU. Huicho and I will have a very important three-game series coming up against Duke on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Joe Rose, we're going to hear from Joe Rose. A lot of things going on in the ACC, a lot of moving parts. They're having their administrative meetings in Amelia Island. A lot of discussion about seven schools trying to find a way out, Miami being included in one of those. There is no way out. So we'll get Joe's take on that. Don and I are going to talk about it here momentarily. So all of that coming up here in our 1 hour tour of University of Miami sports. So let's begin with my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. DBJ, good evening. How are you?
Look, I'm doing great, Joe. Thank you for having me join you in segment number one tonight.
Yeah, you're the leadoff hitter. Baseball about ready to lead off against FIU. Big weekend series, well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So maybe I'll see you and the lovely Priscilla this weekend and you're going to have a Joe Z shake.
You know, Joe Z, if we're in Miami, we're at a baseball game. We're very quiet but loyal fans to the baseball program.
All right, so we have a lot of things to talk about personnel wise with the Hurricanes football program. Every day, Mario's adding somebody. Coach Cristobal adding somebody from the transfer portal. Their roster looks a lot different today than it did the night we did the spring football game. Most recently, Hurricanes went to work on trying to add some speed and size at wide receiver. Junior college transfer Shamar Kirk, 6'1", 2 years of junior college ball in California, 15 touchdowns in 2 years. Tyler Harrell, a Dade County player, transferred around a little bit, played at Alabama, was hurt there, played at Louisville, a lot of speed. The number that jumps out at me is, I don't know how you do this, he averaged 29 yards a catch at Louisville 2 years ago. So two new receivers to add to the Miami wide receiver position.
So, Joe, I think that was a huge position of need that was indicated throughout the entire season last year. And then when you break it down, Miami really did lack in the big play. And a lot of that had to do with the receiver. You know, they got Colby that came on about midseason. And, you know, he was really, when I go back and rethink what we saw in the spring, Colby Young is a guy that completely transformed his body. You know, Coach Feld and that strength training and nutrition team have done a great job with him with his hard work. So you go out and you address your position of need. And you have two receivers. One of them is a blazer. and both of them have been productive. Both of them were have been in big games and have played for big programs. And I think that that's important because you need the portal guys that are coming in right now. They need to come in and make an impact. And that's what Coach Cristobal knows. He knows that his team has got to be better at that position, and they have upgraded it. They've added depth, they've added size, they've added competition, and they've added speed.
Well, Tyler Harrell, as I mentioned, 29 yards a catch, so he had to have some big plays in there. He caught 18 passes for 523 yards. If he averages 29 yards a catch this season, University of Miami's going to score a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, I think you and I will both sign the paper for half of that, right? I think you're right. But, you know, that really, when you think back last year, the big play element is what was missing. 2 years ago, when Tyler had such a great season, he had Rambo, and Rambo was the big play guy, and he had Harley. And Harley was the underneath, the slot guy, and that combination produced one heck of a football team and a very explosive offense, an offense that got Rhett Lashley hired as a head coach. So, yeah. You know, you've got Coach Dawson, who I'm sure was, you know, stomping his feet and pounding his hands about, I need some speed and I need some size on the outside to make this thing work at its maximum effect. And they are going out doing that.
Added an edge player, another edge player by the name of Anthony Campbell from Louisiana Monroe. Now, I'm going to say that I've never seen Anthony Campbell play one down. Not yet, anyway. But what jumps out at me, and one of the reasons why I like this signing without ever seeing him play a down, and hopefully it comes to fruition, I just look at a defensive lineman who's 6'7". And at the very least, when you're 6'7", you get your arms in the air and into passing lanes, and you create havoc.
You've hit a bullseye with that. I think the big thing with him is that he has some size to where he can bump down inside. And really, when you think about the dynamics of football and line of scrimmage play, when you've got a guy that has the wingspan and the height and the girth that he has, you take the whole middle away. And I think that's where they're going to use him because he's you know, I'm a believer that speed on the outside is very, very helpful. You know, it's a long way to the quarterback if you're a defensive end. If you're in the middle, you got a direct path, and if you can't get there, and the size that he has, he can disrupt the entire play. So I think that's where we're going to see him rotate in quite a bit is on that interior.
I've always said, find a defensive lineman who is huge. Get his arms up. And you get a lot of deflections and forces quarterbacks to alter their path. They're just a real pain in the neck. So hopefully we'll be right on that one. Jay Allen, since we last spoke, University of Miami trying to help themselves out. Coach Cristobal, they go for a running back pick up Jay Allen, a running back from Nebraska. Seems to check a lot of boxes.
He does. The thing that is nice about him when I was studying him, Joe, is that he – you know, he's a real four-star guy who came on kind of late his senior year. And Nebraska was darn near having a parade for him when they signed him. And I, you know, what we've learned, and again, we've been reminded again, I think we've learned it, but we've been reminded again, is you really don't have enough facts. We thought last year the room was going to be crowded. We thought last year that, you know, we've got everything we need. That's a position of strength. At the end of the year, you look at it and says, my God, it was tough. We couldn't get through it. So there's, in my mind, there's that position is very similar to the receivers. You had a little more stability, but you lost a couple guys to the portal and you needed to reload it. But Miami is going to need to run the football to help the passing game. And the passing game is going to have to help the run game. I mean, it's very simple and nothing has changed in 100 years of football, but you bring a dynamic player in who has got a year under his belt, who was at a big-time program, who was involved in a strength and conditioning program that has been at the top of the list through really the history of college football when you think about when strength and conditioning came in. And you add that because you got a couple freshmen coming in that are going to be given a chance to participate, and you don't know how they're going to come along. You don't know if they're going to be on the fast track or if they're going to need a year to develop. You've hedged your bet with Allen coming in.
Now, I should mention he did suffer an injury last year which knocked him out for the entire year after three games. Didn't run for about 190 yards, but supposed to have really good hands and a guy that can help you also in the passing game. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the cornerback position, and I went through this. We had 9 guys at cornerback, and now they added went back to the portal and added a 10th in Jadeus Richard, transfer from Vanderbilt, who is going to have several years of eligibility remaining. So I don't know if any of these guys are going to be dynamic. Perhaps they will. But it seems like now, at least at the very least, you're going to have some safety in numbers. And I don't think you'll have a gigantic drop-off when one guy leaves the field and somebody else comes in.
Well, here's how you look at that position in my mind. Everybody thinks corner, and the immediate number comes is 2. But then you go to nickel, and then you go to dime, and now you're at 4. So, you know, you have 4 guys, and you're 2 deep across the board. That puts you right at 8. But you also have a couple of those guys are big enough to where they might be able to pop over and help you at safety as well. The other factor is, and Coach Cristobal is a big proponent of this, and you know, we probably haven't talked about it enough. He is at heart a special teams guy, and a lot of those corners can help you on every single special team. And I think that's important to note. I think it's important to realize that you add size and speed and quickness to your special teams groupings, and it pays off. But more importantly, you did add depth at the corner. And they've built depth at receiver. They've added some depth at running back. They've added depth in the secondary. And they've also added a defensive line.
Yeah, Richard did play in 11 games for Vanderbilt. And much like Allen, same as Allen, he's from Louisiana, which I find interesting. The University of Miami's had pretty good success in the past with players coming from Louisiana. He's a big kid for a corner, 6'1", 191. Like I mentioned in the past, you don't play cornerback at Alabama unless you're 6'1", 190 pounds. So this kid comes in 6'1", 191.
And here's the thing. You got a defensive coordinator from Louisiana. So guy that knows that area, a guy that has recruited that area. And I like the fact that you're getting somebody from the Southeastern Conference. Whether it's Vanderbilt, he played all those great football teams, and he saw great speed.
The roster, I always say this, that one of the primary jobs of the caretaker of the University of Miami, whoever that might be, is roster management. And right now that's Coach Cristobal, and that's primarily where he's spending all of his time on roster management. I think the roster's probably in better shape today than it was this time last year. At least I hope so.
Well, I know this because I saw it at practice. I know that the players that are here now that were in spring practice approached every day differently than the people that were here a year ago. They're more mature. They're bigger. They're stronger. They're faster. But they also have a clear view of what their head coach expects from them on the field, off the field, and in the training room, in the weight room, and what it's going to take to be the type of football team that everybody envisions here. And that message is now everybody that's here, for the most part, has either been through it or been told about it or saw it. There's really no surprise that's left. And I think that that's the big, big, big advantage Miami's going to have this year from last year, is they know what to expect. They know what to expect the first week of practice, the last week of practice in the summer. They know what to expect in the meetings. They know how we're going to travel. We know how we're going to eat. We know what we're going to do. And we know what's going to happen on how we're going to prepare to win football games.
And I look at, we just went over the wide receivers. So you got to believe, with the latest additions from the transfer portal and recruiting, we saw Washington and Joseph in the spring, along with the guys that were already on the roster, you've got more competition and you've got more variety. I go to your wheelhouse, the offensive line, where you've got Lee at center. A lot of people think he could be an NFL guy. Cohen, A lot of people think he's going to be high pick in the NFL. Then you have Jalen Rivers, who we very much like. You love Inez Cooper. And then you have Maui Go as a five-star player. You have Zion Nelson still trying to figure it out if he's able to get back into that rotation. You might be seven or eight deep with quality offensive linemen.
Well, you know, we started three centers or four centers last year, played them. And that was out of need. And, you know, you need to go in with at least eight. I mean, that's an NFL number. And in college, you know, I'd like to have, 10 or 12 guys that can go. Matt Lee is a bona fide NFL candidate. Cohen is certainly extra large. If we were playing with large guys last year, we're playing with extra large there with him now. And, you know, the one that really is an interest to me and I hope comes back and picks up where he left off is Zion Nelson. He didn't go through spring. He didn't play much last year. Got a little bit of playing time. And we need him, Joe, because, you know, you can talk about the 2 5-star freshmen. They're freshmen. Zion Nelson went through that. He was a guy that, 2 years ago at this time, we're thinking that he's going to be a first-round or second-round draft pick, and he struggled, gave up a dozen sacks, I think, as a freshman. So as good as you can be as a freshman, you're still going to have some struggles. And I think that it's important to get him back. I think it's important that the freshman offensive lineman that they bring in, that they get reps this year, because we're going to have some spots open up and open up quickly. And both of those freshmen had an outstanding spring. I think that when you look at Samson, he was a guy that came from a smaller school, wasn't exposed to the type of competition as well as the other guy, and it affected him. But I think overall that area is going to get better. We know that your head coach is committed to it, and I think you have the best offensive line coach in America in Alex Mirabal.
The ACC is having their spring meetings, and one of the things that came out of it is, kind of known this for a while, but you have the Magnificent Seven: Miami, Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Virginia, North Carolina, and North Carolina State, kind of pounding their fists on the table, saying we need to find some other ways here to generate revenue. This isn't good enough. We're falling too far behind the Big Ten and the SEC, so we've got to figure some things out. I thought, 2 years ago, or maybe last year, that they would try to absorb some of these Pac-12 teams. Maybe they'd be really creative and go with a ACC East, ACC West, try to absorb an Oregon and a Washington, maybe a Colorado, teams that might be in play. But it seems like they're drifting toward, if you do well in football and basketball, you do well in the standings, you have success, then more money will go your way.
Well, they're businessmen, aren't they? I mean, yeah. I think every businessman, throughout every day and every quarter and every year, you try and find out a way to generate more revenue. And the cost has gone up tremendously. The cost for staffs, whether it doesn't matter what sport it is, but you look at the cost of a head coach, you look at the cost of coordinators, you look at the cost of everything that is involved. It has gone up. And unfortunately, the ACC, the teams are not in a position to really negotiate. They're still in a long-term deal. And they've got to figure out how to make more money, because money is how you are competing right now. Can you offer more and to the players? Can you offer more in facilities? Can you offer more on game time? And something's going to break, Joe. I don't know what it is. We've all done our bit of speculating. You and I have spent countless hours trying to figure out what's going to happen. I can tell you at some point something's going to happen, because nobody wants to get left behind. Nobody does. And that includes the networks. The networks don't want to get left behind either. I mean, if it's a great deal for the network today, but people aren't watching, then they're going to want to change that as well, too, because they have to sell that to their advertisers. So, it's going to be interesting to me to see what happens. I don't think we are done. I really don't. I don't think that we're done. I think that the ACC is got some brand name teams here, and there's they're putting the lawyers on it. I'm sure I read that somewhere. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but it's not over.
All right, we'll talk again next week. We'll review the roster and the schedule next week a little bit more. We have two shows left before we take a summer break, we will pick up our conversation next Tuesday on Hurricanes football.
All right, Joe, but I want to wish you a happy birthday. I sing for you, but I don't want all the listeners to wreck their car or change the channel. But I want to wish my my broadcast partner and very dear friend, Joe Zagacki, a happy birthday. I won't tell everybody that you what number you turned, even though it's a very, very famous number in U.S. history.
Yes, it is. I'm hoping that number works out good for me this year, one that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, it's worked out damn good for me. But really, Joe, happy birthday, and thank you for everything you do for the University of Miami. And I hope you had a good birthday week, and I know you did. Cheryl always does a good job, and Haley taking care of their husband and their daddy.
Yeah, we had a good weekend. All right, thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Don Bailey Jr. joining us. Let me talk to you for a moment about our next guest, which is going to be Weicho Hernandez. Weicho, he could be the mayor of Miami, but we're going to talk college baseball with Weicho. Coming up next, we'll talk Hurricanes baseball. Big series coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Canes are playing right now against FIU, so Weicho's in the on-deck circle. But first, how about getting the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new GMC from Williamson Buick GMC? I was just there Monday down at Williamson Cadillac and Williamson GMC Buick. New GMC vehicles, they are arriving daily at Williamson. I can tell you they are. The truck was coming in when I was there. Vehicles were pouring in to Williamson Buick GMC, so they are sure to have the new GMC you are looking for. Over the weekend, I was driving the GMC Yukon. Let me tell you something. Wow! It's got plenty of room for the entire family. When you are in the Yukon, it allows you to ride in style and comfort. It's big. It is big. People are going to salute you when you have that Yukon, but it drives like you're in some kind of sports car. It is absolutely incredible. The new GMC Yukon, it makes a bold statement wherever you go. And I was going up and down the highway in that Yukon. You can cover work and play with a GMC Canyon or a Sierra. These trucks feature bold styling, the latest technology, all with the toughness to get the job done. To get your new GMC, visit Williamson's beautiful facility, easy to find on US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto, or online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience car buying like never before from your premier GMC dealership, Williamson Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.